On this week's episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we bring you the top 10 movie mothers of history. Also, is whitewashing allowed in Hollywood? Are minorities not getting the roles that they're supposed to be getting? All that next. Oh, before I go, I wanted to bring out a special shout out to two people at Apple Care Support that have helped us make this show possible. One would be Randy, and the other one is Kathleen, all the way from Hawaii. Aloha to you, and a very happy Mother's Day to both of you. You could not have made this show possible without your help this week in trying to help us with everything that we had to go through. So thank you again.
To episode 16 of the Real Mentors Podcast, talking some TV, some movies, having some fun along the way, because as always, what's the point? Another big show as always, when the post Cinco de Mayo extravaganza, which I'm still suffering, I'm paying the price, but I'm here, holding strong. Of course, my two co-hosts with me, and a special guest, starting to my right, we got the Spaniard, Plugosaurus Rex himself, Jon Snow's biggest fan, Mr. George Ripoll. How you doing, big guy?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Not much, man. We have some Game of Thrones talk, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying, bro. You know, I'm trying. Maybe I should keep up my impression the best. You know, it worked last week.
Keep the Marceau thing going on, dude.
Yeah, man, I guess so.
Into my left, we got the man beast himself, the man who's actually in the process of making some turkey chili. And it smells pretty good around here. Some macros.
It's already going, man.
It's already going.
It's percolating.
Can we get a taste of that, or we'll be ready before we leave?
I don't think it's going to be ready. I wish it would.
I wish so too.
What was the nickname you had last week? Was it Sugar White Mike?
Sugar White Mike.
I like that nickname, right? It's pretty good.
I like that. But you see, you gave it to yourself, so you can't really use it.
Yeah, that's true.
It came up as you were talking.
I love it, but I mean,
it just popped out of my mouth.
You should have written it down and handed it over to me later. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, there's a nickname. But now you can't use it because you did give it to yourself.
Yeah,
you can't do that. So, all right, next.
Because he's Plugosaurus Rex.
Exactly. And you had given him that nickname. So that was what earned and deserved. And of course, our special guest, a longtime friend of the show, his fourth appearance, I think, fourth or fifth. Mr. Top 10 List himself, Lopez. How you doing, big guy?
Good day, everybody. Nice to be here again.
All right. It's good to have you, man. We got a little special list planned for you. Before we get started, of course, you know, let it not be said that the Real Mentors are not without a heart. This is Mother's Day weekend, so I wish all you mothers out there very, very happy Mother's Day. You guys do a lot. Probably the most difficult and thankless job out there. I think everyone here will take the opportunity.
Besides working at the VA
and putting up with George, that's pretty tough too. That's almost like motherhood sometimes. But on that note, I figured do something a little special for the occasion and in commemoration of that. So I talked to Lopez, who generated another top 10 list, of which I have not been privy to. So he's all kind of new to me. We did have a brief discussion as far as the tone I wanted to take and have a little fun with it. So let's start with that. It's Mother's Day. Lopez, start with the list. Give us the bottom three as far as top movie mothers. I'm sorry, I don't think I mentioned it. Top movie mothers out there.
Yes.
So let's do this, man. What you got?
All right, let me just premise with the fact that I may spoil some of the plots or the reason, because when I give the reason why I think these are the best moms, it may reveal something that may happen in the film.
Are these recent movies?
These are recent movies, yes. Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever.
So, all right.
Spoilerful. You've been warned.
All right, just one of them is Helen Parr, who everybody should know as Elastigirl. She's from The Incredibles.
Ah, okay.
She is one of my favorite
Pixar movies.
Oh, yeah. Top three, for sure.
Voiced by Holly Hunter. She's a mom you don't want to mess with.
Okay, I like that.
Strong role model, absolutely, for her children. And there's one particular scene that's amazing where she shields her kids from a missile blast. So.
Oh, when they're falling from the plane and all that?
Right.
Oh, no. I think so. Either way. Okay, so, that's good choice. No, that's good.
Who wouldn't want a mom like that?
Agreed. That's good. Okay.
All right, I got Leanne Tuoi, who is played by Sandra Bullock from the movie Blindside. It's a mom who has lots of love, adopts Michael Orr.
Oh, that's right.
Takes him under her wing.
It's The Blind Side, by the way.
The Blind Side.
A correction there.
No, it makes a big difference.
Does it actually?
Think about it.
Blind Side?
The movie's about The Blind Side.
Right.
It's about football. It's a football term.
No, right, exactly. But
right, that the guy that he his his position on the field was playing like I think an offensive tackle, right? That's what it was, right. And he was on the side the quarterback was right-handed, I believe, and so if you're right-handed, you face a certain direction when you're playing when you're going to throw. His job was to protect the quarterback on the side that he couldn't see.
Correct.
I never really saw them. I saw bits and pieces of that movie.
That's why I said the blind side. It's an important distinction, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Mike has spoken.
She takes him under her wing and
I'm a huge football
gives him a, she gives him an opportunity to succeed. So
that's George, you agree with that, by the way? As a sports maven?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know, George is a little quiet.
Trying to drag
I'm listening. No, I'm just listening. I'm just
what would your mom think, dude? You know? She wants you to talk. Your voice heard, dude. You're saying this Mother's Day.
Oh,
you're
disappointing her.
We all love our mothers, by the way.
Of course
we do. Oh, it'll be her. Don't worry about it. I'm just paying attention to the list, you know, right. And I'm trying to get ready with all this stuff, man.
I didn't mean, sorry about that. Go ahead, do your thing.
All right, so next I got on the list is Sarah Connor.
Ah, that's a good one. Nice.
Played by Linda Hamilton.
Good choice.
She not only protects her son before he's born, but once he's born, she also protects him as well.
That's right. And she's a badass mom, too. Badass mom. That's a good choice,
and
actually.
And by training him, she sets him up for being...
That's true. She actually saves humanity. Right. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. She's anyone's mother.
Absolutely.
Okay, good call, man. That's a good one. I never would have thought of that.
You know,
good
I've never seen Terminator Genesis, by the way. I just wanted to bring that up.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Really?
There's, like Zoolander 2 that you saw earlier, there's no need to see that movie.
Well, I'm gonna talk about Zoolander 2.
No, please don't.
I made it about 15 minutes.
Please don't.
Horrible.
It's so bad. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. That's a good, it's a really good choice. That's a good pick. I like
next
that.
Next on my list.
Like that.
Thanks. Next on my list is Mrs. Gump, played by Sally Field in the movie Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Where early on she teaches her son, despite his handicap, that he can do and be anything. So who wouldn't want a mom like that?
Okay, it's a good choice. I like that. Yeah, she's actually pretty good in that movie. Mm-hmm. She's very good in that movie.
Yeah.
Did she get nominated for an Academy Award there? I think she did.
I think so.
I didn't think she won, but I think she
no, she didn't win, but she may have. She was very good. She was excellent in that movie. Yeah. What else we got?
Crack research.
Yeah, George is on it.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. Of course, the funny thing, he's asking two computers in front of him, and he's still looking at his phone to research. You know, like, okay, whatever works, but go ahead.
Next mom on my list is not technically a mom, but she mothers in the best way. The character's name is I believe. How do you pronounce it? Abilene Clark. She's from the movie The Help. She's like one of the people that takes care of one of the girls. And basically, she just takes care of her and tells her, you know, how special she is, and it's like the best mom, you know, without actually being a mom. So
I've never seen that movie.
Anyone seen that movie?
Never seen it.
Okay.
I have not seen that movie, and I will say right now that I will never see that.
So you're gonna watch Zoolander 2, and I watch The Help. Seriously?
How about you, Pally?
I haven't seen either one, so I
saw Keanu last week. So
Keanu was a pretty funny movie, though. I'll stand by that. Just saying. I'm guaranteed it's way better than Zoolander 2.
No, you're probably right. You
know?
Next mom on my list is actually a male.
Okay.
Which has mom in the title of the movie.
Okay.
It's Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
Jack
yes.
Butler, played by Michael Keaton.
That is a good movie.
Good choice. Good choice.
It's interesting because it's he plays a role back in the day where, you know, it was mostly stay-at-home moms, and actually the roles are reversed for the first time, and you actually see it on film.
This movie came out in the 80s, I think.
82, 83. It was pretty,
And at that time, men never stayed at home to keep a house. It was
yeah.
Right.
It was a notion that nobody had.
Exactly.
So that's a good choice. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. No, always funny. That's a funny. If you guys haven't seen it, it's a real funny one. It's old, but it's really good.
Actually, you know, Keaton. Very few movies I've seen that he's crappy in. Honestly,
right.
Even Birdman, which I didn't really like, it was a good movie, but it was like kind of annoying. He was good, great in the movie.
Yeah.
It's
he was.
Great actor.
Yeah.
He's
underrated.
I also recommend, if you want to watch early Michael Keaton, that's funny, Night Shift.
Night Shift. It's a good Shelley Long, I think, is in that one too. Yeah. That's a good one for pre-Cheers Day.
Right.
Good one. He's a lot of good ones. Beetlejuice, of course. We can go on and on. He's very underrated. He's great.
Batman,
of course.
All right, let me throw a little curveball here. And this mom, she's the original MILF. We got Stifler's mom from American Pie series.
I like that.
Played by Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
I like that. Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true. She actually, she created a new verbiage there with MILF. Yeah, that was a big thing. Yeah, it was a big knuckle. Everyone does it now. Says it now. It's part of the vernacular these days and all that. So good choice.
Not my vernacular.
You know, I like MILF, man. Nothing wrong with that. You know.
we're not all playboys.
Agreed. But MILFs are still mothers, man. We got to recognize that. You know,
there you go.
That's true.
You know, they still work hard, look good at the same time. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody wins. Oh, I got gifts for MILFs out there.
Guys, sorry to interrupt here, but you know, she was nominated. She did not win, but she was nominated for
Seinfeld. Right. Every now and again, I know something, little something about something.
You know, Mike was not off. Okay,
yeah. Gary Sinise did win for Lieutenant Dan, and then
his magic legs.
Where is he now? He's on like a CSI.
He was doing CSI New York before getting canceled. Yeah, that series got canceled.
But I don't think he's doing anything.
He hasn't done anything since then.
Maybe a movie here and there. Maybe some crabby scene movie.
He's probably in sci-fi doing Mosquito 3 or something.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Still the greatest movie title ever.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks won for Forrest Gump. Oh, yeah. Gary Sinise for Lieutenant Dan. And then she was nominated, but she didn't win.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thanks for that. George on his game there.
Actually, that kind of reminds
computers
me,
in front of him.
Not to disrupt anything, but it kind of reminds me of Spinal Tap, the movie. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Where great they're movie. Listening to the radio and they hear one of their songs on it, and they're on a tour, right, of America, like a comeback tour, and the guy gets done playing the song and he goes, "This is by Spinal Tap, currently in the Where Are They Now category."
That's funny.
Which I think is hilarious.
They were ahead of the time.
Right.
Great movie, though. Great movie.
All right. The next movie that I really liked is Mrs. Weasley from the Harry Potter films.
That is a good mom.
Here's the reason why. Okay. She's an all-around mom. She raises 6 children. She tolerates Mr. Weasley, who's a pain in the butt. She can bake. And at the end, she actually knows how to use a wand.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have thought that one either. Good choice. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Okay. Next on my list is Wendy Torrance, who is played by Shelley Duvall in The Shining. Yeah, she protects her child at all costs, goes up against a lunatic to do so, and obviously at the end they win. So
God, I hate her. I don't like her. I hate the character. I just heard it.
Yeah, she's annoying.
Annoying.
A little squeaky voice. Squeaky.
Oh, God.
I think it's more the actress than the actual character.
No, the actress. Yeah, yeah. Right. I hate it. I don't see that movie. I just can't stand
but
her.
There's no denying that she does whatever she can to protect
her. No, I agree. No, it's fine. I agree. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's not bad. Yeah. Okay. Good choice.
All right. So I think my number one movie mom, is going to be a twist here. I have Mrs. Voorhees.
Yes.
Played by Betsy Palmer.
Nice.
She's from Friday the 13th, the movie.
The original Friday the 13th.
The original, right. And just the premise is she's a camp cook who then takes revenge on teenagers from that camp who bullied her son. And he tries to swim in the lake and he drowns. So.
And nobody helped him.
And nobody helped him. So she comes back for revenge.
She set the bar for for the slasher movies, for the most part.
Right.
Everybody forgets about her. That's good. One mother wouldn't want to do what she did. A son got killed and she took revenge.
Right.
Perfect. Absolutely. That's a realistic mom. That's a good choice and conventional. They kill my son, I'm going after
you. Yeah, that's Mrs. Weasley's a good one. That's probably my favorite out of all the moms.
Yeah.
She also has like 27 kids. And there goes your phone again.
Oh, that was a text. That wasn't a phone call. You know, we had an incident last week where we were doing a Civil War review and somebody called in. So I put him live on the show. That's going to be the thing from now on. So.
Hi, Linda.
I wasn't even sure if I was going to do that or not. I was talking to George about that, doing a new segment with the phone calls and all that. I'm not sure if I want to go through with it. I was thinking about I'll put it to a vote here. So I just don't think
phone calls sound good.
It sounded okay, like for short bursts, but I was thinking about passing out my number live on the show and anybody calls and I'll only pick up if we're actually doing the show. And if you call and you happen to be doing the show either Saturday, I'll talk about the segment.
We'll call you and we'll do a fake phone call.
We can do that too. But I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure if I want to give out the numbers. I'm going to think about that and maybe
that's
a knee-jerk reaction, but I might want to do that later on. But either way, but that was kind of funny that someone called in all that. But hey, if someone does call, they're going to be alive. That's just how it works.
All right. Hey, let me give you guys a quick 3 list of moms that you don't want to be your mom. From movies.
Okay.
All right, real quick. The first one is the Flowers in the Attic mom. If you remember the story.
That's a great movie.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's a mom. Abandons her children, puts them up in an attic, and for her own pleasure, she goes and marries a guy, and she comes and visits once in a blue moon and promises that they're going to be out soon. Yeah, who wants a mom like that?
No, agree. Yeah. She's great. Yeah, she's nutty. That's nutty. Nice. Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. Mommy Dearest Mom. If anybody remembers that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, just watching. I don't remember watching the whole film, but I remember watching bits of it. And like, she just, her parenting skills are very.
She sets back motherhood a thousand years.
Those kids need to know that wire hangers are not permitted. Okay.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she disciplined her daughter in a very cruel way.
That was actually very disturbing. That's a hard movie to watch.
Considering later on, I think, and maybe it was basically the whole book that the movie was based on was debunked. So
okay.
Oh really? Oh okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, I did. Oh, interesting.
And the last mom you don't want as your mom is the mom from Psycho.
Yeah,
Mrs. Bates.
Well,
the son loves her so much that he keeps her dead body in the basement. Then he, makes
talks to her.
He talks to her and he pretends to be like her just to murder his,
speaking of people. That,
murder everybody.
Exactly.
Is anybody watching Bates Motel? Has anybody seen that? I think it's an A&E show.
That's still on.
It's still on. Yeah, I know somebody who watches it.
But speaking of, George is going to appreciate this. Speaking of great mothers, Cersei, Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's someone who does anything for her kids. And I just want, this is Mother's Day. She is a mom and she does a lot. She's a great mom. Just saying. Yeah. Sorry, George. I didn't want to bring up Richard Wood's there.
It's okay. I was trying not to interrupt the conversation, but in all fairness, she
is a mom, and
back to his Flowers in the Attic illusion, which is a very good movie, by the way.
Yeah.
That time period had some really amazing, like, pseudo horror movies that were great. The People Under the Stairs. I don't know if you remember that movie. That's
the original.
That's really good. I mean, there's a lot of movies that come out during that time that I think are really underrated and not discussed much.
Right.
And that's another one I wanted to bring up.
He's doing Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. It's 13 episodes.
Is that like a Netflix only or something?
I have no idea.
I guess it must have been a spin off series.
It's a shame. He's also in that. When I was at Epcot, he was doing one of these.
Well, he's Captain America.
Behind the scenes guys on a ride. I think it was the Mission to Mars or something.
Oh, God.
By the way, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Is he?
Yeah.
He
is? He's the Smithsonian narrator. The voice of the Smithsonian narrator.
Ah, man. Okay, fine. That's a cow. But
he's in it.
He's not in his voice. And whatever.
Either. I guess it must be at the end.
But good list, though. But I like that. I love the Sarah Connor was one of my favorites. I wasn't even thinking about that one. So that was a good choice.
The Sarah Connor one was probably the best one.
That was cool. Yeah.
If you think about she's not only protecting her son before he's born, protecting him when he's born, protecting him when he's a young man, training him so when he grows up and she's not there, she'll protect him. So it's pretty good.
That's an excellent choice, yeah. So that's good. Powerful. Yeah, that's very good. So that's what a mother does, they protect, they take care of us.
Another recommendation, by the way, the Terminator TV series. I think it was two or three. I think it was two seasons
with Cersei. Playing Sarah Connor.
That was a good show.
That was a really good show. Yeah, I hate that they moved it. Once they moved it to a Friday time slot,
Fox finds ways to dork stuff.
That was a good show though. Yeah.
There's very few shows on Fox that I like. That's one of them. I think any Jack Bauer crap is good. I'm a huge Jack Bauer.
I like that, right? At least the first few seasons was good.
What?
About 24.
I think, I still love 24. I can watch any season of 24.
Well, the last one that came out was good.
It's totally ridiculous, but I mean, it's a great show.
Of course it is. Yeah.
No, it's just great.
I mean, it's improbable.
Who do you work for?
Yeah, it's so improbable.
That was every season, it was like that.
It's a good show, though. I like that.
No, that's one of my kids, if you haven't seen that show. Although,
Married with Children's.
Very good and funny for it was on a lot longer than it should have been, probably.
Oh, big time, yeah. You still got it. When I get dressed in the morning, I put it on TBS, still has it at 6:30 in the morning.
That show jumped the shark when the guy, the original across the street neighbor, was replaced by the guy.
Oh, Darcy, Jefferson Darcy. Well, Happy Days guy, right now, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was in the Love Boat, too.
Yeah,
that guy is like, him and Heather Locklear are like the specter of doom for TV shows. If they show up on the show, it's over.
Well, I mean, it was that, remember that show that Charlie Sheen took over for,
No, not that one. No, it was a...
Wow. Nice little musical interlude.
No, it was
Let it never happen again, Mike.
Back to the Future. You know, with the Back to the Future. He was in Back to the Future. Not the doc, but Marty McFly. He played Marty McFly.
Michael J. Fox.
We had a series, Spin City. They had the Locklear show.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, okay.
He went all the way around to get the Spin City.
Well, I was trying to figure it out.
Charlie Sheen
Michael J. Fox. Yeah, he was the original. And then Charlie Sheen came on. And then it was one season and it was done after that.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. Yeah.
That show wasn't that great, though. West Wing, the same thing.
But I mean, you were talking about Heather Locklear when you know when she's all up is you know I mean she got a new love interest with you know Charlie Sheen and it went like one year after that
downhill.
Yeah. So
okay, George is talking too much. We got to stop that. Hey, Mike, I got to ask you something. This is one thing we're gonna ask.
I guess delete.
How do you really feel about Jon Snow coming back, man? And how it was done? We got to talk about that because it's too big to wait 3 weeks.
Okay, I was surprised and I was happy the way it happened, although I was disappointed that it wasn't the way I predicted.
We were both way off base.
I wasn't way off base, but I think that I was pretty far off base.
Same thing.
No, I thought it was very good. I thought they did a good job with it. I thought last episode was as close to a 5-star episode as you can get.
I like the way he came back, though.
You do or don't?
I don't. Because, I mean... They're talking to the witches.
Look, there's a whole bunch of different ways that he could.
Yeah, but the witch is like, I don't know how to do it. Only one guy does it. I don't know what's going on. And then two seconds later, she's doing like she's like, it's all hand. I was like, okay. I thought she just said she didn't know how to do it. And now she's doing it. It didn't make any sense. It was kind of weak.
The whole episode was really
It'd been cool.
Good.
Just put him in the fire. He rose from the fire.
How wonderful is Ramsay Snow?
No, we just said Jon Snow. By the way, George is going, you know, it's going to. Lois top off, so yeah, it's all right. So let's move on.
All I'm gonna say is those are the best fed dogs.
You don't need to stop. Who did the dogs out? Yeah? For real.
Just saying. Okay. So there. See, look at George's already. He's getting antsy.
I already know what. 21 minutes.
Relax, George. What would your mom think? This is Mother's Day. Mothers like Jon Snow too, dude.
See,
I'm just saying. We gotta think about the moms out there. You know, don't be so selfish, dude.
Okay, so George released by the WWE this week. King Barrett.
King Barrett.
Damien Sandow.
Who?
Santino Marella, who knew he was still working there.
He hasn't done any shows right. For like
Cameron,
a year and a half.
Who was one of the, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember the big guy that was like a bodyguard for Snoop Dogg? He had the two little dancers that were with him.
Uh-huh.
Cameron was one of the two dancers.
Oh, yeah, the girl? Yeah, she was with the Funkadactyls. She was with the Funkadactyls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Funkadactyls. Yeah, wow. She was one of them. She was in that Divas show.
Yeah.
She was with the one that goes with the Usos.
No, that's Naomi.
There was Naomi and Cameron.
Hold on a second. You watched the Divas show?
I've seen it, yes.
I haven't. I've never seen it. I want to go on record. Not because of anything. It's just because I don't know.
No, okay.
I didn't say anything wrong with it. I'm just asking a question.
No, the reason why I watch it is because it's behind the scenes in wrestling.
Right.
And
Except it's not really behind the scenes. It's all fake reality.
But I like the whole production behind it, how it goes with the WWE and the world to set up the entrances for WrestleMania, like all that stuff.
You don't watch it because the women are hot?
Well, of course. Of course.
That's the first reason.
But, you know,
I'm not saying it's wrong to see the show because the chicks are hot, let's be honest.
Okay, so, and then... I think that was all that got released.
The notable releases?
Oh, Ryback, who is a real surprise.
I think when he lost to Kalisto, that was kind of like...
Yeah, that was good. Kalisto's like, just so you backstory.
Mexican wrestler.
Ryback is about, I want to say, 6'7", 6'6". Mm-hmm. And Kalisto is maybe 5'9", maybe? 5'7". He's a little Mexicano luchador guy.
I love those guys.
He actually looks a lot like Rey Mysterio to me, including the mask.
Yeah.
If you remember Rey Mysterio,
wrestling
right?
style too, is like Rey. Mysterio.
Yeah, he's a luchador. He was
cool.
He came from Triple A. He wrestled as Samurai del Sol.
Alex Riley.
Alex A. Riley.
and only Alex Riley.
Alex Riley. Wasn't he from he won Tough Enough or something?
Yeah, like Alex Riley. Yeah. And only Alex Riley.
He was in the first Tough Enough. Am I wrong with that?
Yeah, he was in one of the Tough Enoughs. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was El Torito, Hornswoggle, Santino Morella.
All the midgets got released too.
And Zeb Coulter. He was the manager
Zeb Coulter actually was a wrestler back in the day too. He was
the manager for...
He's an old school guy.
He was the manager for... Swagger.
Jack Swagger. He had a Donald Trump gimmick about it, 2 years ago, where he'd said stuff about Mexicans, and he had a huge feud with Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio, good lord.
You know what? Let me tell you something. On Lucha Underground, when he played a face, and I think, what was his name on Lucha Underground? Is it Alberto El Patron?
That was his name.
Anyway, he was a face character there, a good guy, and he was really good. I mean, I was like, this is great. I don't know why the WWE didn't use him in this capacity when he was there. Now he's back in WWE, and he's, again, a heel. So I just don't get it. I mean, you know, you have to go where the money is, right?
Well, you got to eat.
Well, no, listen, I'm not saying anything about him. I'm just saying that the WWE should use him in a different capacity.
I think you should write into Vince McMahon and let him know, dude.
I don't think Vince McMahon cares what I think.
Everybody cares what you think, Mike. Come on. You
know? No, he's
got to have me join the Kiss My, you know what?
Yeah, Vincent Kennedy McMahon has stood in front of a WWE ring and has said that I don't really care what any of you all think.
Right. Yeah, but he's just because he's playing to the crowd. I mean, I'm sure he, to some degree, he does care. You know?
I'm sure.
Did you like Payback on Sunday?
Yeah, it was entertaining. I just didn't like the move that he did when he put his two... kids in charge. You just make a decision.
Really, it was a 45-minute segment. If I would have paid $40 for that, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, it's just basically wasting 45 minutes to say, okay, you two be in charge and go ahead. I mean, and
you
know, each other.
If you pay like $40, if you would have paid $40 to see it, you would have been upset because you're paying to see people wrestle, not sit in the ring and talk. If you want that, you tune in to Raw on Monday night. Yeah. I mean,
so. But anyway,
I didn't mean to subvert the show with wrestling talk. I wanted to drag in George in something like.
So back to Jon Snow. So listen, I'm not just kidding.
Are you, Jose? What are you? You have any new shows you're watching?
Nothing, man. I just been this last couple. My parents are in town, so I haven't been watching too much TV and all that.
Your brother kind of hooked me into 12 Monkeys, by the way.
He keeps telling me to watch it. And what's the other one he wants me to see? Some sci-fi as well. I can't think of the name
Robot.
Of the show.
Mr. Robot is the one.
That's the one I saw. Yeah, and I forgot the name of the show. I'm sure he's on a comment on Facebook about what the name of the show is. Should we put the name of the show you want me to watch on sci-fi? Yeah. It begins with an E. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Is it Helix?
No. Damn it.
I watched the first episode of Helix.
I'm sure Chewie put on the show you want me to watch on sci-fi. He put on this. I forget the name of the show.
Is he a sci-fi head? Does he watch like all that crap that's on there?
I didn't think so, though. But he's an SGC.
He's the one that recommended 12 Monkeys to me. That's not a sci-fi show. I think that's a USA show.
Yeah, it's USA. Yeah, which I haven't seen yet.
It's pretty good. It's really good. Yeah. I love the movie. So, and I also, there was an original movie in French that was directed by Luc Besson, which was really good. And I saw that too. So
he did The Fifth Element, didn't he?
Fifth Element. Yes. He did The First Transporter.
The Professional.
Really good movies.
Division 13, I think, is the name of it. There's another. It's another French movie.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that one. He's underrated. He's like pretty. Yeah.
It's another car chase movie. It's actually a pre Fast and the Furious type of
basically,
car.
Yeah.
Actually, they ripped off the Fast and the Furious from this movie, supposedly. Mm. So
everybody rips each other off. So I don't mind that anymore.
Whatever.
Everything's a reboot or a remake or something.
Just some guys really they're out in front of everything, and then there's other guys that are trying to.
But I say I haven't seen much. I know Mr. Robot's coming back, so I'll probably start doing that.
I gotta do that. It's on my list.
It's coming up soon. I think.
Did you finish 11/22/63?
No. Is it already completed?
Yeah, it's out. It's
the whole season. Okay, then I'll go back. So I'll watch. I was waiting for it to be completed, so I'll watch all one. You know,
that's another one that's very interesting. But again, one of my issues with it is, and I don't want to spoil, but it's the. I don't know. It just don't explain stuff good. That's a Stephen King issue, in my opinion, is he just doesn't... Things just happen, and I don't believe that. I mean, there's some science behind everything, so they should go... I'm a geek. I want to know what...
You believe in magic, Mike? Magic Mike. No pun intended. But you don't believe in magic? You don't think things just happen?
I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in any of that stuff. It's okay. There's always a skeptic out there, and I'm one of them.
No, you definitely, yeah. I'll give you that.
Do you believe in magic?
Wait, no one's
such a terrible song, man.
What reminds you of what's the American Pie? That song.
That's the Don McLean song?
Yeah, because that's the one that what's his name's performing with the cat at the end. Ah, man. When they have that, because, you know, he joined the chorus, so he'll go with that chick, and and he's playing lacrosse. He leaves the lacrosse game to go sing with her, and that's the song
they're
doing.
That's the song they do.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's just so bad. Not that Chris Pine, but whatever his name is. I forget his name on the movie, but either way. Actually, Mike, I do want to get your opinion on something. I don't think we talked about this.
Oz.
There you go, yeah. And Lopez, jump in too, because the whole, like, it's like a big thing that was whole whitewashing topics that's coming up, because I think Scarlett Johansson was cast as Ghost in the Shell, playing a Asian character, and then what's her face, Tilda Swinton. Cast as the you know, quote unquote master of whatever, the Doctor Strange, and it's a big backlash.
Yeah,
people are saying, why they keep casting these American actresses, actors to play these minority roles and all that. And I think Marvel came out and they're like, oh, no, because we want a different take. And they're kind of backtracking and all that, trying to spin it positively.
They did the same thing with, well, they did the same thing, I think, with Iron Fist for Marvel, I think. I mean, for Netflix.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
They were upset about that a little bit. So I don't know. I honestly, I don't have an opinion on that. I think if you're the producer of the movie, you could put whoever the hell you want in the movie and it's nobody's business. You're putting your money up front, and here comes my libertarian sensibility. But if you're putting your money up front, if you're putting your money down, you want your best faith effort at making money. And whether you agree with me or you don't agree, the truth is it's your money. It's not my money. And I would love to see somebody. I want to see a great movie. If an Asian character could be great in that movie, then that's fine. But if it's your money, you decide who you want to be in the movie. By the way,
that's actually a fair point. I got to give you credit for that.
I think it's a fair point. I think it's It's all about the money, right? At the end of the day,
sure.
I will tell you this. Okay, Old Boy. Remember the original Korean movie?
Oh, fantastic!
I think Spike Lee made a remake of it. It was the worst.
Horrible.
So I mean, I'm just saying, if some stuff works the way it is, and you shouldn't mess with it.
I mean, I think they tried also with the Karate Kid. Remember the Karate Kid? They
tried it. That was terrible too.
They put Jackie Chan in.
They swapped the roles, basically, essentially.
But it was awful.
I like the one with Ralph Macchio.
It's funny because I think that some things I heard were, I don't know if it's true or not, especially with Johansson and Ghost in the Shell, they're actually doing some CGI work to kind of make her seem, appear more Asian.
See, but that's not right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's going a little, okay, for that, just hired them, eh?
Why are you doing that?
Exactly. I know she's a big name, I guess. And you're right. It's your money. You got to sell tickets. Okay, fine. I understand that. But.
Right. No, but if it's, but you know what? Let the people decide. Yeah. That's always been my issue with anything. And it's the same thing with censorship, right? I don't know if you guys remember this, but about 20 years ago, a movie came out called The Last Temptation of Christ, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of religious folks were very up in arms about that movie, and for good reason. They didn't think that it adequately told the Passion play.
You're talking about the Mel Gibson movie?
About the one with... Willem Dafoe.
David Bowie.
Directed by Scorsese, I think.
David Bowie was in that.
Yeah. Anyway, the movie was horrifically shitty. It made a lot of money. And why did it make a lot of money? Because people wanted to see why these people were so up in arms about this movie. If they would have just shut up and let the movie stand on its own 2 feet, it wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Right.
And that's my point, is the cream always rises to the top. And if you make a big deal about something, you're going to just create artificial controversy about it.
Bad press is good press,
right?
Yeah. As they say.
So that's my point, is that we should just leave. Huh? What's that?
Batman v Superman.
Come on, man. Anyway,
we're back to that again. I want to touch base on that, but go ahead, finish up, Mike.
You can actually turn this to these moronic social justice warriors that keep going and screwing with the Ku Klux Klan. And all these other, even the Trump people, let him say his message. It's going to stand on its own 2 feet or it won't, right? There's going to be some people, you know, if you say stupid enough crap, it doesn't matter what you say, people are going to support it. But if you go and you make a big deal or you make a big stink or you go fight people about it, all you're doing, first of all, is you're stamping on these morons' First Amendment rights to say what's on the what's on their mind, but you're also drawing attention to it. And as everybody knows, the news loves it. Everybody, the anti-Trump movement spent like $61 million on advertising. Donald Trump spent $900,000. He won the Republican nomination. What does that tell you? He got a bunch of free press, and he continues to get free press.
Right.
If you let the message stand up for what it is, sensible people won't buy it. Of course, there's going to be a segment of, you know, there's people out there that believe wrestling's real. You're supposed to, see, you just blew your line, George. You're supposed to say it's not real? Come on, man.
I'm listening.
I'm setting them up and you're knocking them out.
Poor, yeah.
I'm trying to, this is a comedy show.
George is the worst wingman ever, dude.
No, it's okay. But no, seriously, That's really as political as I'll get. But I'm just going to say, if you let I believe in freedom, and if you let the message stand on its own, it'll wither and die, or it'll stand strong if it's right. And that's just how it's going to be. And it's the same thing with movies. If you make a movie that's good, the movie will eventually catch on, and people will say, Empire Strikes Back.
To some degree, yeah.
The critics got really upset about Empire Strikes Back when it came out because it had kind of a cliffhanger ending at the end. When people watch the movie for what it was, now it's one of the most beloved Star Wars movies of all of them.
And what he was talking about, and not that I missed it, but wrestling, the outcomes are predetermined.
Now he kicks in the wrestling. No, like an hour later.
Because I'm trying to be patient. You know, people are overlapping into each other, and it sounds like shit when it's all garbled.
So all of a sudden, the gloves are off, man.
Because I'm sick and tired of listening to all of you bash me, and then I gotta be quiet until you all talk shit. So now it's about to cry out and then listen. No, bro.
No, it's okay, buddy.
George is channeling his inner Ramsey.
No, but he's right.
The only thing is the outcomes are predetermined. The injuries are real. Concussions are real. No, all that stuff is real. Because Enzo Amore had a concussion the other day. And they had to stop the show on top of it. Everybody who argues and everybody who says stuff about wrestling, you know, yes, the outcomes are predetermined because they have to write a story over the all big picture.
But the
injuries and all the jumps and all that stuff, yes, they're real.
The work is real.
The work is real. It's just more that the outcomes are predetermined.
The problem people always complain about wrestling is not real. And all that, they're not looking at it from, it's just a TV show like any other show. It's predetermined.
You know what I have to say is Captain America Civil War isn't real. Okay, there's a bunch of things in life that aren't. Yeah. Every TV show you watch is
Captain America is real, dude. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
Reality TV is not real.
Reality TV is scripted.
That's less real than wrestling, I think, personally.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's the funny thing is that there's people in wrestling that have their promos like scripted up for them. You know, they read out of a teleprompter they even showed when Sin Cara used to jump the ring, they used to put like a little spring
there was a springboard
so that they can jump, you know. So people blocked it from a different angle so that they wouldn't see the springboard.
It's like any other show. It's
you know, so they were all like, oh, he's athletically gifted. He can jump the ring like that.
So my message in this is, if you let a message stand on its own merits, it's going to go through. If whenever you let the hype machine take over, that's when things get ridiculous. And I think if you look around at the media and look at the movies that we're watching and the TV shows that we watch, the good TV shows stick around. And the good movies not last.
Yeah,
But at the end, what he's saying is, you know, like if you want, you know, the money to, you know, you want your movie to make money and sell tickets, you know, you want to put the actors that you think are...
Yeah, I'm going to put a good product. Doesn't matter who's in it.
But I think that maybe sometimes there's people that think that they're smarter than everybody and they maybe cast a movie.
So are you sacrificing like the new talent? Like, because there's upcoming talent. I mean, you can't keep having the same actors that are like aging.
I'm not sacrificing anything. What I'm saying to you is you have to come to a sensibility where you want to take some of this and some of that. I mean, if that's the case, then Robert De Niro's in every movie that comes out, right? I mean, that's how you have to look at it that way and say, you know, I need to mix it up a little bit. Or I have a vision for a movie, and the best movies are when a guy has a vision for how a Pulp Fiction, perfect example.
Okay, but see, I agree on versatility. You know, like I think, and people, you know, sometimes you want to be believability. If you want an actor to, you know, like to be believable, you know, sometimes you got to have unknowns to relate to the story. Like Marco Polo, for example, on Netflix, they have guys that have been in very few roles. There's a lot of newcomers in that show, and that series is actually very good.
That's another movie or show, by the way, that I want to take a look at because I haven't seen it yet.
And Marco Polo, that series is actually very good. You know, on Netflix, and the thing is that
historically
there's like,
accurate. You're a history guy.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate with what it is that they're doing, and it's a lot of unknown actors that are there, and then you would probably recognize like maybe two guys, and there's like Asian.
No, but I think
like,
if a movie is
but the
good.
Thing is, I think there's some to going back to the whitewashing thing about hiring the right ethnicity for it. I guess
right.
You know, this has been what it was like Pan, for example. We have a Mara Rooney playing an Indian, and sometimes yeah, she's a great actor. There's no question about it. It's a bad movie anyway, but you know, it just lends itself to the authenticity of the roles. Like it's also someone Asian, whatever. And you put
different. You want them to look. You don't want it to look like 1950s Hollywood.
Well, exactly. I can see why some of that might be going because even Tilda Swinton's character, she's dressed like. Look at it. She's an Asian master, and you just associate that with someone who's Asian. I mean, let's be honest. So I kind of get that. If she should have been dressed something differently or made her a little more mystical, okay, fine. But they're not. They're playing her like she's an Asian kind of character. But she's not. So I get that part of it. And that's what kind of, I can see why.
But you know what? Let it stand on its own. Let it, if it stinks, if the movie stinks, if it doesn't look real, let the movie stand on its own good graces. Either it is or it isn't, right? Yeah. I mean, she's been in some stinkers.
Oh, she has, yeah. But it's a Marvel movie, let's be real. Marvel usually does good. They do.
Four, 2.
It's okay. It wasn't a bad movie. It was okay.
Iron Man 2. Iron Man 3.
It's okay, so that's two.
Just saying.
I know, but there's, you know, we go Captain America, all three of them. You know, I'm just saying, first Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I'm saying either way that they hit more than miss.
By far.
So that makes sense. But actually, when you mentioned Batman v Superman, it's kind of funny because you know, that one won't stand the test of time. I think that movie's going to get worse than when you watch it personally.
I agree.
But that's funny. I think Warner Bros. Is they're panicking. I think they just made Ben Affleck executive producer of Justice League.
Interesting.
So they're getting him more involved, which I think makes perfect sense.
I'm happy for that because I think the guy is a very good actor, and I think he's got good sensibilities for what works on film.
No, of course. I think he can really help Zack Snyder kind of reel him in, and as far as telling a good story, which Ben Affleck, he's proven he can do. You know, you may not like him. I know he got a lot of crap for being Batman initially. Everybody was wrong about that, in my opinion.
I thought he was great.
Exactly. But, you know, everybody's, oh, my God, Ben Affleck, oh, it's terrible. You know, it was. It's Daredevil, which we talked about, but... And I think they lost the director for Flash, who he's like.
Yeah, they're thinking
are they
about
doing a Flash movie.
Oh yeah, they're doing standalones for like Flash, Wonder Woman,
Cyborg. They might lose the one for Aquaman.
There were rumors about him jumping ship too.
On their part to put movies out before anybody even sees how the characters are going to do in a movie.
But you got to plan for them at the end of the day.
Wonder Woman, I could see because Wonder Woman had some legs, I think, from what I saw in BVS.
Well, even before that, because she's a known property, and she's just the Wonder Woman itself, and she's this face of the only one until Captain Marvel comes out, the only female superhero that everyone knows, and it just makes sense to make a movie about her. Regardless, but they have to make, you know, they do what Marvel does. They do individual movies. They do they bring it back home in Justice League. That's what they do.
Yeah,
you know, so they have to have the Flash in there, and then
Flash
Aquaman.
Is a TV show. It's a good show.
It is, but still, you know, nothing wrong with.
I don't know. Like I said, I just think I believe in letting things stand on their own. If somebody's got the money, you know, stupid enough to put money into something that doesn't make sense, then they're going to lose their money. It's just how it is. It's business.
No, I agree.
And the movie business is a business.
Absolutely.
No, just lastly, too, I just want to touch on, because obviously they made official the casting for Han Solo and all that, which is fine. I was fine with the choice because we talked about Hail Caesar and bad movie, but that guy was actually very good, and I forgot his name. But now I think they're actually casting him in Rogue One as well.
Yeah, he's making a cameo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. As Han Solo?
Yeah, which I find kind of odd. Because now
that where time verse is that in? Is that
exactly?
His name is Alden Ian Reich.
Ian Reich, yeah.
Yeah, he's being casted as the young Han Solo, and then they're asking him
which
to,
is the bad worst case.
So this is going to be set before A New Hope, Kind of in the Star Wars Rebels.
The movie, I think it features like there's them stealing plans for the original Death Star.
No, right.
But what I'm saying is maybe this is going to be in the same time period as Star Wars
Han
Rebels
Solo
operates.
Han Solo is supposed to be, a prequel, but whatever. It's supposed to take place when he's a young Han Solo, basically is what it is. But my thing is, okay, so you put him in Rogue One, which is maybe a few months before the timeline of Star Wars Episode 4.
Right.
So they're making a movie about young Han Solo, who's going to be the same age as he is 4 months before the original Star Wars. It was just kind of odd. Like, they're just trying to shoehorn in there.
Maybe they put him in a flashback or something.
Maybe they're worried that people won't identify with the story.
That's a very risky movie, man.
Which one?
As far as the Han Solo
Rogue
flick.
One you're talking about?
No, not Rogue One, just Han Solo. Because it all hinges on... Because we all love Han Solo, and it's hard to dissociate yourself from, you know, Harrison Ford.
Right.
It's a pretty big
fierce, but he can't play himself as a kid.
No, you can't, but I'm saying that if people don't like him and all that, it's a disaster.
Right.
It's a disaster. So I'm kind of a little worried about that. Although I trust what they do, it's fine. And Rogue One, I saw it fine. I tried on trade on big screen when I saw Civil War again yesterday. It looks pretty badass, too. I'm not hyped for that movie.
Really?
Yeah. For Rogue One, yeah. When at first I was
is
like,
is it the same trailer that we saw?
The same one, but I just seeing a big screen, it was just awesome with the sound. Yeah, it's just, you know how it is. It's always better. Big's always better.
I don't know when we're going to go see Civil War. My wife hasn't seen it yet, so I saw it, of course, with you.
Right, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I know George still hasn't seen it. Sorry.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You gotta go see it, George.
I might see it this weekend. But
I saw it again last night,
I
like it. Great the second time around, but I mean, my position solidified that it's not quite as good as
Peter
when I told
you. Peter Bryan went with you, is that
yeah, Peter Bryan, Pete's girlfriend, and a friend of ours that went. So
okay.
Yeah, they all
Bryan's
really enjoyed it. No, she wasn't there, but they all really enjoyed it. And you know, they took a different side than Mike didn't. They love Spider Man. Everybody consensus was Spider Man is great. And I also liked Spider Man. I think liking the second time now.
All right, everybody deserves a
opinion. So, it is what it is. But
I didn't say the movie sucked, by the way.
Oh, no, not at all. But anyway, so that's all the time we got today. I want to thank you guys again for being here. Happy Mother's Day out there. Lopez, again, thank you for coming by. They really good list this week. I appreciate that. If you want to, some shout-outs out there.
All right. Well, the mother of my children, big shout-out to her, Anna. Of course, my children, Sarah, Alejandro.
Happy Kids Day.
Happy Kids Day. And my mom was actually in Costa Rica working, so just a shout out to her. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Nice. Mike, what you got for us?
Same as it ever was, Ultimo Micros on Xbox Live. I've had a couple more friend requests, so that was fun.
Oh, nice.
We're on Facebook, our Real Mentors Facebook page. I know Lopez goes out there sometimes and puts some stuff up. We have a good time. Like I said, send me a friend request. I know George is actively seeking friend requests, and D.
Yeah,
Jose Romero
time.
Is too. But
all the time.
George needs friends. Poor guy.
Yeah, poor is he?
Well, George,
some more Game of Thrones people that are not watching Game of Thrones.
You can't be fans of Game of Thrones and befriend George. So I'm just saying.
So I do want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Maria and Rose. She's fantastic in Michigan, probably freezing today. Oh. And my wife, Veronica Rose, who's fantastic.
Of course.
And I just said fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was actually the first time. You went almost the whole show last night.
Yeah, twice. He said it twice. He went
it was twice?
Yeah. Well, he said it because his mom
is fantastic.
Remember
right now.
Yeah, he hasn't gone the whole show without a fantastic.
Well, he almost went the whole show.
It's not a show without fantastic.
Exactly. You have to have it. You're right. I'm gonna have that count next week. The counter for the fantastic and this guy. Either way.
Anyway, other than that, I'm just happy to have you guys here and we're having a good time. I need a drink. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, drinking game with the real
make it
happen.
George, what do you got for us, buddy?
No, man. I mean, I wanted to go last because I wanted to give a shout out to everybody that's been listening to us. I mean, now we are worldwide. You know, like we're almost like people, yeah. But we're in Australia, the United Kingdom, Philippines, Ireland, Mexico, Sweden, Puerto Rico, Russian Federation, Germany, and Denmark as of today.
Dinamarca.
So, we wanted to kind of give a shout out to all those that have, reached out to us and, heard us out and made us what we are worldwide.
That's,
right.
That's pretty cool, though. I gotta say, that's kind of cool.
It's always like humbling, to know that you know actually being heard in Sweden. You
that's
know,
pretty
like,
funny. That's kind of cool for three more,
even in Australia.
Three idiots like us talking crap and being heard around the world. Wow, that's you know,
I guess
cool.
some people that are listening to me in Australia. I mean, that kind
of. And I wonder if those people actually watch Game of Thrones.
I hope they show another shrimp on the Barbie.
You know, so yeah, I wanted to at least give a shout out to them.
Very cool.
Also, you know, I ran across. Remember that girl Chanel from the Nordstrom.
Yes.
You know, she was like, oh, you told me you were going to give me a shout out and you did. And I go, I did. So I'm going to give you another one to Nordstrom and the girls over there at, you know, Nordstrom by De La Mall, you know, that I told them to listen to us because I said I would, you know, so that way.
By the way, while you're mentioning Nordstrom, that freaking bistro that they have on the second floor up there.
Oh, yeah.
The food there is fantastic.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I actually ate that once. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
good.
You know. Yeah,
sorry.
What was her name?
Chanel.
That's good.
I think she takes Chanel to the bistro place.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, so look out for her and her new dreads because you know she got her new hair for.
I think George is pursuing the corner. I'm impressed. Shout out to them.
And then, you know, to my own mom, you know, shout out to her.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, Mother's Day and all that other stuff. So kick it off to you. We're at 1,700 downloads, just to let you know.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. Yeah,
really cool. We are at, as of today, after this morning, we were at almost 1,750.
That's awesome. I thank all the listeners out there and any mothers listening to the show. Happy Mother's Day. I'll talk to my mom, of course, as always. And
one last, don't forget about girlslife.com.
Girlslife.com studios. I forgot it. Damn, my bad. Okay. Man, I keep forgetting that. Hey, people know out there. It's out there.
I have to leave that to Plugosaurus Rex because he's going to keep it on top of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to keep forgetting to throw that in there.
It's you, huh?
But whatever. It is what it is. So it is what it is. We're going to take a week off. I'm going to be out there in Puerto Rico. You know, the Romanto is going international, kind of.
Actually,
so,
Puerto Rico's not.
Yeah, I know. As I say, kind of. You know, whatever.
Where are you gonna go, dude?
San Juan and Culebra. Like, there was a beach, Culebra. Is that the beach? I think the famous one. Somewhere.
Very good.
Then another beach. I forget which one it is. So you know, so it's kind of cool. So I'll be having fun out there. So we'll take a week off. We'll come back. We got a couple listeners out there in Puerto Rico.
So spread out the show out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe
mis amigos en Puerto Rico. Maybe
mis amigos en Puerto Rico.
Was it Norma? I keep an eye for her name. What's her name? Chanel. I can't think Norma. I don't know why. I go ask Chanel to go to Puerto Rico with you too. Man, I'm just saying, dude.
Don't give George a hard time.
And does she watch Game of Thrones? No, I'm just kidding. Either way,
I haven't asked.
We could top of the conversation. I'm just saying, throwing it out there. But that's all we got this week. So thanks again for listening out there. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Take care.